Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Pranam Samiji. Today, when I started listening to your lecture, initially I was thinking like you were referring to soul when you are talking about the prana. But later, you said it is a soul is a source of prana. So, will you please clarify a little bit more, like whether prana is really how much, like what is the difference between prana and soul?
When you speak of soul, you are referring to soul is called jivatma. This, if you think of the sun as the as God, reflected sun in a jar is the soul. In the plan of the cosmos, that reflected sun has to become free of its limitations and realize I am the sun. Now, all the resources come from God for lifting the soul to a state of enlightenment. The resource comes in different forms. Matter, the world of matter, Annam Brahmeti Vijanat. Even the matter can be considered and worshipped as Brahman. Go to another level. Pranam Brahmeti Vijanat. Energy that operates through matter. That puts you in a little higher rung in worship of prana, of Brahman. All this worship is directed to allow the soul to become more and more aware, I am the sun. So if you put these things together, you will have more better understanding.
Thank you.
Swamiji, you just said the energy that operates through matter, that is prana, correct?
Yes, that's what I mean. I'm not using in the scientific way. But prana is the energy of energy.
So, may be a redundant question, but the difference between prana and consciousness, can that be described? Consciousness just seems to be the basis of everything. And prana is a crude form that operates through. But consciousness doesn't seem to...
Things become confused. Think, for example, you want to study a cloth, a fabric, a shirt, or whatever. The fabric is in your hand, and you ask, what is it? A fabric has a name and form. The answer is given to you. It is made up of threads. And threads are made up of further fibers, may come from trees or whatever. Now, if you were to ask the question, what's the distance between the fiber and the fabric? That will be difficult to answer. So when you are being led to self-realization, your mind is being led from fabric to fiber, from fiber to still thin constituents like cotton, or still further, the earth element, and still further, the water element, still further, the fire, all the elements that have a causation, akasha element. Even the akasha element has the cause, Brahman. So consciousness ultimately is the ultimate cause behind all this. So what is then the difference between consciousness add these elements. It's just like saying, what's the difference between the sun, the rainbow, and the shimmer on the trees? Consciousness is the source, is all that is, at every level.
Namaste, Swamiji. The whole process of removing ignorance in order to attain self-realization seems so much longer compared to how ignorance came in the came about in the first place. I mean, why did God create ignorance in the first place?
That even God can't give the answer. If you go to the sun, imagine you are a journalist and has the possibility to go and have an interview with the sun. And you ask the sun, the earth suffers from darkness, lots of darkness. Why did you create that darkness? And the sun is, what are you talking? All that subtle point to understand, who is asking the question? Suppose you are in dreaming. In dream you are facing a question. There was a tree in front of your house that has broken down. In your dream you have collected all people around you. Who broke down my tree? That question is valid, but not from waking point of view. And whether you receive the answer or not, the waking state is totally different. The limited mind has always questions. And to that mind, question seems like very tangible. It has a beginning, it has an end. But the point is that question is a symptom of minds being unenlightened. A person who is drunk suddenly wants to know where is his door, though he is somewhere out in a ditch. The idea to understand is not the question to be answered, but correct the questioner. Questioner is sick.
Swamiji, namaste. I want to go a little into the Buddha to find out a little more. When Buddha had all his followers and he had eat, you know, this mushroom, they had a little function, they give mushroom to eat. And when he eats mushroom, he get it started to really pain and all the different things. And after that, he started to get more sick. He went underneath the sal tree with all the beautiful flowers, red flowers falling on him. Could you give me a little more, ask some more, but next time, but could you give me a little more on these two?
All these writings are allegorical, you see. You have to bring to your mind different ways great personalities have departed from the world. How did Jesus depart? All the story about him, every detail. How did Krishna depart? Even when at the time of his departure, he was just resting in a forest with his leg arranged in such a way that a hunter sees his sole of the foot and thinks that's the deer's ear and discharges an arrow. Now, all this seems like a real happening. But behind all these writings, there is allegorical meaning. Any historicity can be, yes, people can die in so many ways. Mahatma Gandhi was shot down. All can happen. The reality behind it is not the manner in which you died, but in the case of great personalities, a symbolic literature has evolved. That literature has nothing to do with the history. So what it is being pointed out, that Buddha had come to a state of departing from his body. And there's always a causation. He departed from the body because he ate some food from somebody's hand. people go into many, many details. There are so many ideas, what type of food it was. Some say it was meat with it, some say it is not. All the details have absolutely nothing to do with real practice of spirituality. But the main point, what Buddha says, and listen to him, when he realizes someone who gave to me and is distressed that his food has caused this, Buddha says, I regard this food as sacred as the food that was given to me that led me to enlightenment. Thereby you are being given the idea of jivan mukti state. When you become liberated, your mind does not have ordinary way of looking at things. That very universal source that made him enlightened worked through his body. Now that universal source arranges now to withdraw his body. And Buddha points out to that. Same thing Christ points out. Same thing Krishna points out. Other than that, details don't matter.
Yes, Swamiji. And let's say that when he eat this mushroom, it had some sort of something, and I don't know if it's sandal, from a sandal tree or a piece of something. Could you give me a little more on that? What the mushroom had in it, or he just started to get the pain, and would you know?
That doesn't matter really, you see. That's the creation of writers, and wouldn't matter much, so I can't go into those details. I've not studied much mushrooms.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Namaste, Swamiji. I was wondering that if every time we breathe in and breathe out, are we utilizing the four types of prana that you explained? Mm-hmm. Can you talk more about the four types, apana, sayana, and the different ways of breathing?
No, those breathings, when you practice breathing, you have nothing to do with all those five pranas. That's only for information, and that relates to concentration on chakras. When you are practicing Kundalini yoga or a meditation, you have a choice, either direct your mind to all the chakras in sequence, start with Muladhar, then the next. And when you start that, then you bring some details about that chakra in your mind. All that is provided by Kundalini Yoga. But all those details, they are not practical for everyone. You simply choose some of the details. Say, for example, if you are focusing on Muladhara Chakra, the base, there is a lotus. Its vibration, resonance is lam. The deity presiding over it is Ganesha. Many details are there. And the aspect of prana is apana. Now the details in your mind have really nothing to help you. Basic point is allow your mind, since all these points allow your mind to gather itself from many other areas. To that extent it is practical. You are withdrawing your mind from any other thoughts. But as you advance, your mind focuses on the idea that divine presence is radiating from every center. So you can as well just think of Om radiating from Muladhar, radiating from Swadhisthan, from Manipura, from the heart center. And if you do that, all other details arrange themselves. You don't have to go after. Just like when you eat food, you don't go after every vitamin and every detail about it. It works out automatically.
So these energy centers, they are not really physical.
They are subtle, and they can be activated by your concentration as well as by your daily lifestyle.
So
Just concentration will not activate it. Because concentration will not be successful unless you are living a lifestyle of spiritual integral yoga.
So in order to promote like better health and so on, it's important for the chakras not to be blocked, these energy centers not to be blocked. Because I guess stress and worry block the centers.
That's correct. That's correct. That's the word, you see. Blocking of the pranas.
Right.
But similarly, if you are studying another type of yoga, there is a blocking caused by anger, hate, malas. Another type blocked by vikshepa. So it all depends upon the context. But the blockage is not like a physical blockage. It's just
energy
like in, blockage. It's not like physical blockage. Like in physical blockage, you go into a surgical process and get it removed.
Right.
Not for prana cannot be adjusted that way.
So by thinking positive thoughts, these centers sort of expand a lot of energy to flow.
Right. So the main answer is integral yoga.
Right.
And more vital answer is bhakti, devotion to God.
And then you get healthier physically also.
Yes.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Okay.